The Australian musician and singer-songwriter named Geoffrey Gurumul Yunupingu is an international star. He goes by Gurumul. Gurumul has sung a duet with Sting. He's performed for Britain's royal family and for President Obama. He's been on the cover of Rolling Stone. That's remarkable for a man who was born blind, who's extremely shy, and who doesn't speak much English. Gurumul's songs, like his own life, encompass a span of human experience as great as any on earth. His native language is unintelligible to all but a few thousand people in northern Australia. A generation ago, his people roamed the bush. On the other hand, he has been to New York, to Paris, to London. And while his lyrics invoke the myths of his people, thoroughly unfamiliar exotic stuff to Western ears, the music is anything but exotic. It's folk music, inspired by tunes from the U.S. and Britain. Gurumul doesn't give interviews, but his friend Michael Honan, a musician and producer, joins us from Darwin in Australia to talk about Gurumul and the self-titled album Gurumul that's now out in the U.S. It came out in Australia back in 2009. First, Michael Honan, welcome to the program.
It's lovely to be with you, Robert.
And I want you to tell us a little bit about this song we're hearing, Waiatul, which is the first track on the album. I gather it's about orange-footed scrub fowls.
It is, but the Yolngu people always sing about multidimensional things. So whilst this is about the scrub fowl, which is a strange bird that lives in the top end of Australia, Gurumul is talking about being that bird. He's that bird and his clan is that bird, and they sing sentiments about connection and being at one with all elements of their surroundings.
How old, by the way, is Gurumul now?
He's 43.
I gather he still lives at home with his parents and many siblings?
He lives on an island, yep, in Elko Island, northeast Arnhem Land, in a house with 15 or 20 other people, as do a lot of Indigenous people across the top end of Australia.
When you say a house, a large house?
No, just a regular house. 40 or 50 years ago on the island, a community was brought together, partly by the church and partly by the government, because before then his family were basically living in the bush. And the people of Arnhem Land are in some ways a compromised situation because of them having to fit into a system which is forced upon them. But also at the same time, Gurumul lives with such a strong identity, it's almost like that despite how they live, they celebrate culture and song and dance and everything else as if nothing's changed.
Then there's one song on the album, Gurumul History, I Was Born Blind, where we hear him singing in English.
I was born blind and I don't know why.
It's rare. He sings the chorus in language, basically talking about his identity and lots of elements of that identity and his ancestors. But he also talks about travelling, you know, to New York and to LA and to London and his parents crying. He remembers hearing them when he was a little boy crying, trying to work out how they would bring him up through culture and through society.
I heard my mama and my papa crying their heart in confusion.
It's a very moving song when you hear him sing it live. Now, Gurumul is blind, but he doesn't wear any glasses. So it's very obvious that he is. You know, you stare straight into his eyes without pupils. And it's quite in your face, if you like, this song. It's quite confronting, and it's often something that will push people over the edge to cry, in a good way, in a way, if you know what I mean.
Michael, take me back. Tell us a little bit about your first encounter with Gurumul, whom I've seen described not only as your close friend, you not only produce the music and play double bass, I've even seen you described as his adoptive brother. I mean, how did you meet this fella?
I was working for the university up here and running a music course, and so I ended up on his island. There's a lot of music comes out of that place. And the fella who was really keen to get a band going needed, you know, some other people in the band. So he went and grabbed Gurumul, who'd been travelling around the world with a big band from Australia up to 7 years before that. And so he knew a lot about music. And that night he appeared in the doorway. And like I said before, it's quite confronting when you first meet Gurumul, because he relies on people to lead him and guide him and finds that the most reliable way, because he's constantly asking you, what's this like, what's that like? Anyway, I met him and he's quite physical with you, and he sat down and started playing and singing, and we were immediately struck and recognised how special he was. He and I developed a friendship from there, and I helped his band record a few albums. He's intuitive, he's funny, he's very shy and very reclusive in some ways, and I think part of that's a big safety mechanism for him and a survival technique, but he's incredibly talented. And sometimes you can name drop and say, when we were in Paris playing with Sting, you could feel this musicianship coming to the fore. And the more time you spend with him, the more that musicianship comes out. And when you get that sort of affirmation from the top, you know that you're thinking the right way. You're not just biased because he's a musician that you work with.
Thank you very much for talking with us about your friend and for describing and explaining some of his music to us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure to be on such a great show that we get here in Australia too.
That's bass player and producer Michael Honan talking about the singer-songwriter Gurumul, whose album Gurumul is now released in the United States. This song, by the way, is about the rainbow python whom Gurumul's people believe created the world.
Mm-hmm.